Blog Talk Radio.
Hunted down by Saul, which is a shadow and a type of Satan. hunting us down to prevent that that you have spoken over us from coming to pass. Although he was hunted down, the prophecy that you spoke over his life still came to pass. Joseph, he was hunted down, but yet the word that you spoke over his life was still the best. Job, he was hunted down, but yet the word came to pass. Hallelujah. 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 But Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We are not to be hunted down, dearly. We are your children. We are blood bought, blood washed, and you desire for us to live in peace. You said that we should dwell in safety and safely and not to make us fearful or afraid again. Not in the life to come, but in this life also. So we call it in Jesus' name. We call it in to the shenanigans of Satan and his human agents. We shut it down by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We say, thank you, Lord. And we give you praise. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind all demonic spirit forces and powers that have been assigned to us and connected to the various sins and bloodlines. We shut it down by the power and the blood of Jesus. We send those demons and those forces back to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal forever, and they will not divide. And they will not multiply, but they will remain old, and they will remain in chains as those demons that are in the book of Jude. And they will not reign our lives again. We are free, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You did not have us to be harassed and tormented every single day. If that's the case, Jesus did not have to come. But in the name of Jesus, there is power. In the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is power. We command every stubborn demon, principality, nobility, and your hierarchy to shut down and fall flat to the ground. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you will not manifest in our lives ever again. Glory to the name of God. And we beat ourselves into submission and into subjection under the rulership of the Holy Ghost. We submit ourselves and we place upon us the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, our waist with the belt of truth, our hand with the sword, which is the word of God, that we keep well oiled and sharpened, and our feet with the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, he has anointed us to preach and teach the glorious gospel, to set at liberty those that are bound. To set the captives free. To speak life to dead situations and circumstances. Your situation is not hopeless. Your situation is not helpless. Our God is an awesome God. And if he made a way in the desert, for the children of Israel to walk through the Red Sea, we serve that same God who will make a way. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He ain't brought you this far to leave you. He know what you have need of. So thank him. God, I thank you. You know what I have need of. You know before you allowed me to come to this state. You know that I was going to need transportation. You know I was going to need whatever his case, whatever your situation. Give it to God. Cast your cares upon him so he can watch him perform a miracle. There's nothing impossible with our God. He can do the impossible. He made a way in the desert. He opened the Red Sea. So yes, your mode of transportation concerns him. So Father, we give you praise and glory that all things are working together for our good. And that wicked curse and all those ley-line cords and silver cords and all that wickedness that they use is destroyed and backfired by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's already done. Because we believe that you are God You our daddy, and you love us, and you care about us, and you said that we will never be ashamed or confounded. Hallelujah. So we give you praise and glory and honor. And you said that vengeance belongs to you. So we forgive all our enemies because we know that you have already destroyed our enemies. And the battle is over. And just as you delivered Daniel and you delivered the three Hebrew boys, we know that you're delivering us. Just as you delivered David, and that's why he praised and danced before you. So we will praise and praise you in spirit and in truth. Because you're looking for worshipers. So we will worship you in spirit and in truth. And we will be your living testimony. And you can use us. Here we are. Use us mightily for your kingdom, Lord. You need confidence to start it. Here I am. I'm ready with it. And I am here. Books with it. I am here. Your mouthpiece. I'm here. Because I hate the devil and his kingdom. Deceiving the people of God and taking billions to hell every day. The devil is a liar. And I will expose everything that the demon done to me. I will expose it so that the people of God will be delivered and set free. We are no longer ignorant concerning the devices of Satan. And Satan loves to stay hid. He don't want lights, but I am going to expose the light of the Holy Ghost. So we bind perversion, lust, incest, fornication, adultery, idolatry, witchcraft, low self-esteem, doubt, unbelief. We can believe Satan, but not believe the words of God. The devil is a lie. We have yielded our members of our thought processes to the kingdom of darkness long enough. We believe God. He said that we are above only and not beneath. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Hallelujah. He said none of the diseases of Egypt shall come against you. I surround you as my vine surrounds Jerusalem. So what that tell you? I surround you as a great wall of fire, Zechariah. Nothing and no one shall come against you. Know who you are, knows who you are, and even if you mess up on your way up, as we talked in times past, there is therefore not no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, you fail upwards, you fall upwards, you make mistakes upward. Why do you say upward, preacher? Because every mistake is under our feet as dirt. And as dirt continues to pile up, it raises you up. So we fail upwards. We fall upwards. We miss upwards. We mess upwards. Because there is therefore now no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus our Lord, who are called and loved of God. Why? Because even when we love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul, we still gonna make mistakes. So we must have what a spirit of humbleness. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Ask Him to forgive you. Repent of your sins. 1 John tells us, it's in 1 John. Says if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you. And if you say you don't sin, you are lying. The truth ain't in you. And He was speaking to believers who have already given their lives to the Lord and were walking with Him. So down with that lie who said you just repent one time. No, you repent daily. Even David said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. But blessed is the man whose sins and iniquities are not imputed unto him. Then he says, search me, oh God. That's repentance. Enough with this bigoted stuff. That's Satan. But daily, we die daily. We confess our sins, Lord, to you. Our shortcomings, our unbelief, our outbursts of anger. Because we fed up with the situation and the circumstance. And I like to say we had momentary amnesia. We got so angry with the constant harassment of Satan and his human agents. Even David said, in my haste I said, all men were liars. That's just like we said, all men are dogs. Dirty, low-down cutthroats. Bunch of slithering bastards. You call them bastards, yes, because the Lord calls them bastards in Hebrews chapter 12. If you don't humble yourself under his mighty hand and allow him to chastise you, you are a bastard. So those who are allowing themselves to be used of Satan, and I like to put a pin in there and say, a lot of you say it even got nothing to do with the devil. And I ain't taking up for them. Why you say that? Because everybody has a free will. So can't nobody make you do nothing. You choose. Thank God I had strong parents. I didn't have no weak parents. And they were saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. And they lived the life in front of me daily. I didn't say holier than thou. I didn't say Pharisaic, legalistic, Sadducee. No, I say they lived it. So, Father, we give you praise and glory on this morning for the legacy and heritage that you gave us through our beautiful parents. Whether they're here with us still or whether they're in glory, we still give you praise and glory. Thank you for choosing them for us. And we're here now, and they raised us up in the way that we should go. And now that we're older, we still worshiping and glorifying and magnifying and testifying of your goodness. And we praise your name on this morning. So send us completely free of everything. I mean everything. We are free in the spirit, and we are free in the natural. And no more wicked, evil shenanigans of Satan. We are controlled of Jesus. We will speak of your goodness, and that you bigger than any problem. You bigger than any situation Satan tries to bring up in our lives. We trust you. We put our focus on you. And we give you the exchange. We give these devils and these enemies to you. For you promised that you will surround us as Mount Zion surrounds Jerusalem. And it is no longer a head knowledge. It's a heart knowledge. And therefore, it's a foot knowledge. We walk it out. And they ain't worth us hating. We refuse to give them what they want. They want us to hate them, and we ain't going to hate them. That's a weapon, too. We will not hate. We will love. Love is a weapon. We will love. We will not hate. They ain't worth it. So, Father, we praise you. And we won't be focusing and talking about it every day either, because that's giving Satan the glory. We will say our God is bigger than any witchcraft, any witch with us. And they wicked tactics that they use. It shut down out of all the believers' lives. Won't even get started. We shut it down. We expose you in the light of the Holy Ghost. every mob and gang demon that's harassing the children of God and they don't understand what's happening. I call you out, you group of gang demons. Lead the children of God alone. Go back to the pit of hell from which you come. Loose your hold on that child of God. I burn up your ley line, your blue ether cord, your silver cord, your ley line cord. Send it back to the pit of hell and I surround the child of God with your blood and with the great wall of fire. They will not lose their mind. They will not throw in the towel. Get off their finances and their home and their marriages and their life. Blind them and deaf them to us, Father. You said in your word in Psalm 89, no more harassing and hounding our ears and footsteps. You will beat them down in their face. You promised us the Abrahamic covenant is alive and active. Whoever comes to curse us, you will curse them. So we decree and declare that the angels with flame and sword is around each and every child of God in abundance, and let the enemies and the wicked demons that even try to come, let them see them and run back. Let the judgment fire of God surround each child of God and their children and their families and their ministries. They cause every wicked incantation that the soothsayers, witches, and warlocks, and the noblemen, and all the other crap of Satan come against the children of God. Destroy us all flat to the ground like Sodom and Gomorrah. Never to rise again. Yes, sir. And we will not tuck tail and run. We are blood bought, blood washed, blood bought, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. Walking in our purchase authority. And on the third day, Jesus rose triumphant, and therefore we shall rise and walk in authority. So that place that Satan had, that we gave up to Satan because we were pretty much in unbelief, we couldn't believe what was happening. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us even when we didn't understand, even when we was in unbelief, even when we was in doubt, even when we was in frustration. I bind the spirit of frustration and depression off of your children. We ask you to remove every demon, every human agent of Satan that was planted there by Satan that refuses to move so that the rightful person that you've ordained before the foundation of the world can come in that place. Satan has put many husbands and wives in the place where they, where your children, because they know how to appear as angels of light, and then the true one that's supposed to come, that's supposed to be in your child's life. But that day is over. I decree and declare that is over. The Holy Ghost said, then they love to say, what God put together, let no man put asunder. Well, a lot of this marriage crap, the Lord didn't put it together. So let them get divorced so that the right one can come there. Hallelujah. I just felt the chain broke. Many in marriages and they dead because of tradition. And they know that that ain't the right one they supposed to be with. Because they were given the wrong advice. Because they were young and they made a mistake. Do the right thing. The devil is a lie. And the devil laughs. And then you wonder why you can only go so far in ministry. Go so far in business. Because that ain't the right one. I know it's tight. but it's right. Many are married to ones that they're supposedly married to. And they are with these traditions. You can't get divorced. The devil's a liar. And you know you're with the wrong one. Yes, since I already here and I done put all this money in and out, but now the devil is a liar. And then the one that you're supposed to be married to going through all this hell. No more. I need shift. Father, I need shifted either way. So that the right one can come there, so your kingdom can be done on earth. And we give you praise and glory, and it will be done. That's when these children are getting married. And I don't blame them. And then they're having to stand together because of the old, because of the child, and the church said, how can we still go ahead and get a divorce? That's when a lot of these churches, they said, I ain't getting married. Did I know for sure. You know, go say, come on with it. Being with somebody just because of tradition or position that you got for man. The devil is alive. That day is over. I mean, sever. Destroy it, Lord, because you ain't in it no way. And put in place who you have ordained to put in place. That ain't nobody's business. I mean the same sanctified Holy Ghost feel. Not this fake phony stuff. No more hijacking and sabotaging your rightful place in the kingdom of God. And Lord, I give you praise and glory and honor that shifts was taking place. Miserable looking folks. Then they come and they marry. Now, that ain't what God had planned for marriage. You know, you had to grin and bear. No. Ain't no grin and bear. Nothing. That's a lie. I don't know why the Holy Ghost talking like this. Because he sure wasn't none of me. He ain't none of my plan. It will go out and accomplish what you sent it to do. It will not fall flat. And we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Set the captives free. Cleanse us, wash us, make us every way whole. We yield our members to you. All our members, our minds, our fingers, our toenails, everything, our hair. Every curse, every negative word that was spoken on our beauty, on our youthfulness, we send it back to the sender, we cast it down. We are blessed and out of favor of the Lord, and we are surrounded by a great wall of fire. And that great wall of fire burns up every witch, wizard, warlock, they wicked human agents, saying all their wicked words, every negativism. Dead and buried. And we are filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, long suffering. Love, for one another. Not the world. That's what the Lord is telling us. How can you say that, preacher? We're supposed to love everybody now. How you going to love anybody? Well, the Lord did say love your enemies, but it's not the same as what he was decreeing to the disciples. Love you one another. That's why he said, as much as lies within you, as far as you can go, live peaceful. But I mean, some people, you ain't going to be able to live at peace because they don't want your peace. They hate you. That's what the Lord is saying. Don't be so ignorant and so heavily minded that you allow your walking with the Father, want to be pleasing to him and everything that you do. You shut down the warnings from the Holy Ghost about people that he revealed to you. If he tell you somebody your enemy, that's it. I don't care how they grin in your face, that your enemy, and treat them as such. What you mean? Treat them with a long handle spoon. The Holy Spirit said, because look at Joseph's life. Yeah, they were his brothers, but they were his enemies as well. They yielded themselves willfully to the demise of their brother. And it affected him psychologically all the days of his life. Can't help but to. Yeah, you forgive him, and you moved on. But it's something about you that's different. You will never be the same. Why? Because you're human. Even our Savior was that way. But you go to Hebrews chapter 1, it's chapter 3, and chapter 6 and 7. When you go through the entire book of Hebrews, I love Hebrews. He wept so. Great drops of blood, John said. That's mental and psychological. And when you've gone through psychological warfare and the Lord has brought you forth, you may be brought forth. And you and he done killed your enemies and they no longer harassing you. But I tell you, you have a memory. You just ain't the same. Look at Job. He was never the same. Yes, the Lord restored him. Yes, he gave him. Yes, 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 yes. But he was not the same. Look at David. How can you say that? Let's look at David like for a minute. Look at all he went through. Went through hell. And when the Lord delivered him, he wasn't the same. Yes, he was king. But he wasn't the same. He went through so much. This is so. So when he wrote those psalms, it was therapeutic for him. I'm speaking about a mission. Get out. So, he went through hell. When it all brought him out, he was not the same. But God brought him out, but he was not the same. And so we give God the praise on this morning. And we serve the true and living God that's going to bring, that has brought us out, not going to bring. No, we speak it to his sisters. He's already brought us out. And these wicked human agents of Satan are defeated. They have no power. That witch that lost their mind and their human agents thinking that they can control the child of God, they have lost their mind. But we give you praise that you said that vengeance belongs to you. And we fear no man.
Amen. So we see
Genesis 3:15, we have the first mention of our Lord and Savior coming. Amen. So then we find in Joel, the book of Joel, says that in that day you will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. You will pour out his spirit on all flesh. You will pour out his spirit on all flesh. That is why we're in the season of overflow. We decree and declare that wine and oil and wheat overflow in our homes. The Lord has restored unto us the years that the cankerworm, caterpillar, palmer worm has stolen from us. He's going to restore the years. He's going to put an acceleration upon our years. Amen. We will begin to experience even today as the prophet of God, I am walking in the office thereof. We will begin to experience the overflow of the Lord in our lives. He will begin to overtake us with the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, which is an extension of the Abrahamic covenant. We will begin to walk in the fullness of our authority. Amen. We will begin to see our barns overflowing. We live in Goshen. Therefore, those things that will happen, that we will hear, that will be taking place in the world, we have nothing to fear. We are walk. Is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you live in a committed life to Him. You have nothing to fear. He will supply your need. He will take care of you, even while He's punishing Babylon. Okay, now, verse 28 of Joel chapter 2, it says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. When you look at that word, prophesy, it means preach, teach, decree, declare. Yes, son first. Why? Because man was made in the image and the likeness of God, and he was made first, and he put man to sleep, and he took the rib and made woman and brought woman back to man. Amen. So we are in the season where the daughters are coming forth. We are coming forth. The Lord has fixed a word. That's why the women were at the tomb. And the women decreed and declared they were back to the men. That's why you look in Judges, you see Deborah and Barak. That was prophetic. Now, shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Verse 29, also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens. We are handmaidens, those of us who have never been married. We are handmaidens of the Lord. He said he would pour out his spirit and he would show wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars. The sun shall be darkened in darkness, moon to blood, and the day of the Lord shall come. Amen. And it shall come to pass, who shall ever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, my remnant shall call the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this day. It's a day of peace, favor, your favor, joy, peace, surprise, in Jesus' name. Amen.